USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Israel is considering a plan to pump seawater into the tunnel system underneath the Gaza Strip to drive Hamas militants out of their hiding places. There are concerns, though, about how pumping seawater can damage the environment. John Alterman, Senior Vice President at the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies, said it's hard to tell what pumping seawater will do to the existing water and sewage infrastructure. Washington is providing much-needed funding for high-speed rail line in the West.
Allocating a quarter of the cost, the White House is investing $3 billion in the Brightline West Rail Project. It's a high-speed rail line set to connect Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A bipartisan coalition of lawmakers from the region has been advocating for the Biden administration to greenlight a federal grant. Nevada Senator Jackie Rosen emphasized that the project will significantly impact the state's tourism economy and transportation, describing it as a game changer. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
The late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will lie in repose in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court on December 18th. According to a press release from the High Court, the public can pay respects that Monday. A private ceremony at the Supreme Court will begin at 9:30 a.m., after which the doors will open to the public. Retired Justice O'Connor's funeral service will be celebrated the next day at the National Cathedral by invitation only. The Senate on Tuesday approved more than 400 promotions for senior military officers after Senator Tommy Tuberville dropped his blockade of the nominations, breaking an unprecedented month-long impasse that has roiled the ranks. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer moved to quickly confirm the long list of promotions just hours after Tuberville backed off his hold of nominees for three-star posts and below. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Leaders from Harvard, MIT, and UPenn are testifying before Congress regarding their management of anti-Semitism on campus. The presidents of these institutions defended their policies in a House subcommittee hearing. Virginia Fox, a Republican from North Carolina, asserted in her opening remarks that campuses have become a focal point for anti-Semitism, particularly following the October attack on Israel by Hamas. In the most recent indication of a cooling labor market, job openings reached a two-year low in October. According to new government data, there were slightly over 8.7 million vacancies during the month. This marks a decrease of over 600,000 openings, surpassing expectations for a significant drop.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree is now just the third holiday song ever to claim the top spot of the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The 65 years between the song's release and it hitting number one is the longest climb to the top in the chart's history. The song racked up nearly 35 million streams, sold 3,000 downloads from November 24th through the 30th, according to Luminate. The Powerball jackpot continues to grow after there was no grand prize winner in last night's drawing. Tomorrow's drawing will be worth $435 million. Tonight's Mega Millions, $377 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.